Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken.
He can mend your broken head.
He has
he
the
miracle.
About the situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the world, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
for the good of them that love the Lord. Called according to his purpose, thank you, Lord. Right where you are. Come on and tell us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning, amen.
Hallelujah.
Come on, open up the mouth and just thank God, amen. We're still here. Come on, enter in with all faith, amen. Trusting God for a mighty move in your life and those that you love and concerned about right now. Come on, come on, come on. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Come on, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye men. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, amen. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Come on, family, let's give God some praise this morning.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's thank him. Amen. If you would just lift up your voice right now and just give God some praise right where you are, amen, while we still have time, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. We thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your hedge of protection around us, oh God. Amen. That protects us from every heavenly form of attack of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you that you kept us and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh Lord, we come to you with a heart of thanksgiving this morning. Lord, we thank you for all the good things in our life, for you are the creator of all things good. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for your presence, and then for in your presence the fullness of our joy. And in your presence we are complete and whole. In your presence we have purpose. Because of your presence, we're glad to be here. Thank you, Lord. Oh Father God, we thank you for your plan that we may have a full life and enjoy it in heaven in abundance to overflowing. And then Father, we thank you for your provision. All our needs are met according to your riches and glory, and that we may prosper in every area of our life. Amen. Even as our soul prospers. Amen. Father God, we thank you for your protection and that your perfect love casts out all fear and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us to the storms that come into our lives. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for our life in your presence. And amen. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us, oh God. Oh, Lord, we come this morning surrendering all over to you with holding nothing. Amen. Lord, we come humbling ourselves into your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, if you find any wicked way in us, oh, Lord, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. We come that our minds may be renewed this morning. Amen. We decree and declare our minds will not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your word, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We will surrender ourselves over right now, Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Your word says in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, to call upon you, and you will show us great and mighty things that we do not know. And Lord God, we come to you, and we cry out, and we call unto you, creator of the universe. We ask you to show us great and mighty things and the uncountable riches of your glory and splendor, all that you are. Help us to plumb the depth of your being and know you, O God. We worship you and we praise your holy name. Blessed be your holy name, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, move mighty in the tenonas, O God. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we come praying on today with a heart of repentance. Amen. Oh, Lord, we come, O God. Oh, Lord, ask for forgiveness. Amen. We turn back to you, O God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. And Lord, we ask, O God, forgive us for all our sins, known and unknown sins, sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our transgressions and trespasses in iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with his suffering. We shall be cleansed. Wash us and we shall be white as snow. Oh, Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you, God. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of any unforgiveness we have towards anyone. We praise you, Heavenly Father. We give you glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you according to Isaiah 22 and 22 to open the gates of heaven above us and bless us. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to open the gates of favor, provision, deliverance, wisdom, protection, and healing for each of us and those in our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, increase our faith to receive it right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to open those gates so that we would be blessed and that we could be in your divine destiny. Heavenly Father, we ask that we would be blessed to use these blessings in your kingdom according to your destiny and your will for our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves. Amen. Oh, Lord, we come to worship you as your word says, your desire in truth and in spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Out of the love you place in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart, a broken and contrite heart. Amen. Repenting in all our ways. Amen. Let nothing be done in strife or vainglory. Amen. But in lowliness of mind and Lord, with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible. But with man, the flesh that shall fall short of your glory. Amen. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God. According to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul, hallelujah, pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for the living God. Amen. Our soul yearns, overwhelmed with desires, they even time for the courts of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry on today. Amen. Let the fire burn every increase in each of us. Amen. Oppose for God's free spirit. Amen. And let God be magnified. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, let there be no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our hearts. Fill us with your spirit of your tender mercy and loving kindness. That we sing praises to you all our days. Amen. Creating us a heart of worship. For we rejoice only you are our joy, the lifter of our hands. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. Amen. Lord, let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. Make our life be a living sacrifice. Amen. A sweet savor aroma that you would be glorified, honored in our life. Be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. We decree and affirm right in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is great in us and is manifesting his presence right now on this time. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you and it's taking place right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and affirm by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And in his holy name, we live, move, and have our being. And we thank you, Lord God. Have your way, Lord. Here come out. Oh, Lord, have your way right now. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that anything that the enemy has stolen from us, let it be, hallelujah, let it be, hallelujah, restored back better than it was taken. According to Jeremiah 30 and 7, restore our health back to normal, God. Make us healthier than before. Amen. According to Isaiah 61 and 7, Lord, you give us double portion of the anointing instead of shame, Lord God. Bring rejoicing back into our house. Amen. Let our light shine with your light and be full of joy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. According to Job 2, verse 25 to 26, amen. Restore back the years that we have been lost, amen. Give it, hallelujah, give us the speedy anointing, Lord God, according to Job 42 and 10. Give us back twice of what we had before, according to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Lord, let all things become new as we give our life to you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. According to Psalm 51, 10 through 12, amen. Restore and clean us, hallelujah. Hallelujah, our conscience, wipe us away. Wipe away our guilt, shame that is weighing us down right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. According to Zechariah 9 and 12, restore double for our trouble, God, even as we come to the knowledge of your salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we receive it by faith, and we just want to say thank you. We renounce and reject every evil spirit of curse that is still in our blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We retrieve back everything that was stolen by the enemy from us, with the immediate effect, with the power of Jesus Christ, we break out, unholy every spiritual prison that was created to lock us at this level, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Every evil barricade set up or blocked up, let it be destroyed right now by fire and by force, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. We declare the prayer according to Job 22, verse 28, that we are free from all bondages, permanently in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you. With the authority and the mantle that God has placed on my life, I bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. You are blessed and cannot be cursed. You are delivered. Your deliverance is permanent. And receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You shall surely receive back what was stolen from you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We break every curse of stagnation placed in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I decree the prayer with all faith in the power in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That we are set free from every curse of stagnation. Amen. Hallelujah. Break and set us free from every curse that has been placed in our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every curse of evil placed in our life and those in our family are breaking and destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We decree and declare by faith that it is so and it shall be no other way. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. We drive out every evil spirit that tries to make this residence or habitat in our life or our environment. We drive it out by fire, my force. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind up that evil spirit and strip it from all its powers. And they were of his power, son and born. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break every curse of bad luck, misfortune, lost opportunities, and it is broken and destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, please, my Lord, we ask you to rebuke every devourer that's trying to destroy our life. Lord, rebuke every devourer, every spirit of devouring, trying to eat up the blessing of the kindness and the joy of our lives. Set us free completely in those in our family and loved ones. By fire and by force. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Set us free from every bondage that is stopping us from receiving our blessing. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that we are set free, amen, from every attack of the enemy, amen, that we are delivered out of darkness into the God's marvelous light, amen, and we just want to say thank you. We break every color of curse by fire and by force on our health. Oh, Lord, set us free right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord shall follow us all the days of our lives, amen, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord. We decree and declare victory on today, amen, over every area of our lives and those in our family. We decree and declare with all faith in the power of the name of Jesus Christ and his finished work on Calvary that we will not be denied, amen. We will not take any substitutes or counterfeits, but we'll co-heirs in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Lord God. Holy Spirit of the living God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh when we've been empty, amen. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew the fire and renew the zeal. To serve God even more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, when we be gifted, restored right now, let there be a time of refreshing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough this morning, but we thank you, thank you, thank you. Holy Ghost, have your way. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Lord, be our strength, oh, God. Some of us are grown, weary, and weak, oh, God. Hallelujah, but you said, oh, God, in our weakness, you are our strength. Amen. Oh, Lord, let your strength be upon us, amen. Amen. Oh, Lord, strengthen us with a supernatural strength in the mighty name of Jesus Christ to keep on keeping on. We come against the spirit of depression and oppression and fear. We come against the spirit of pride and spirit of anxiety, spirit of worry, spirit of doubt and disbelief. We come against every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lust, and death, anger, rage, resentment, bitterness right now. We come against every spirit of control, every spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, hindering spirit, unteachable spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, and virus, self-righteous spirit, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, religious spirit of Jezebel, marine spirit of Levison, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command every spirit of death and destruction of cease your works right now and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every spirit of homicide, suicide, homosexual spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out of our family, come out of our bloodline right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Devil, take your hands out. We belong to Jesus. We're blood washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. You have no right to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, Lord, set up the way whenever the enemy has been operating through us. Oh, Lord, close every door that the enemy has been operating through in our lives and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We declare and declare we are the righteousness of God. Amen. Called in this power of the Lord, the Holy Ghost. And we just want to say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come against every hindrance spirit right now. We command you to cease your words and die at the root and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We reject the mouth of vanity and the right hand of falsehood. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let no doctrine of the devil be established in our life. We nullify the power of any sacrifice made to devils in our city, in our region, our nation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind, rebuke, Moloch, and any spirit that has been assigned to abort our destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, according to Isaiah 66:9, give us strength to bring forth our destiny. Amen. And we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ that we're overcomers because you, Lord Jesus, overcame the world. And your word says we abide in you and you abide in us. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we decree and declare victory on today. We stand against and rebuke every wile of the devil. Amen. We release ourselves from any snare of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We will not come into the condemnation of the devil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We rebuke and cast out any fraud-like spirit from our lives and those in our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and rebuke devils in high places. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break off any fellowship with devils through sin, the pledge of sacrifice. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all devils to leave our children. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, expose any human devils in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, expose any children of the devil that would try to come into our church. Let every spirit hiding from us be exposed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let every hidden there of our feet be exposed. And then in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ and all his works, we silence his lips. Amen. Hallelujah. We deafen his ears. We bind the eyes of the enemy. Right now, we paralyze the enemy in his tracks. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we decree the destruction upon the enemy and all that is attached to it. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name this morning, Father God. Oh, Lord, do a new thing in us right now, God. Oh, Lord, let change come, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we know that all good things coming from you, Lord God. And your word says that you will not withhold any good thing from your children. And we are your children, amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare with all faith, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath it. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are shoutable, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we go out today, let us recognize you as Jehovah Sabaoth. We will not fear, for you have called us by name. We are yours, and when we pass through the waters, you will be with us, and through the rivers, they will not overtake us. When we walk through the fire, we will not be burned, either with the flame kindled upon us, according to Isaiah 43:1-2. We will not be dismayed, for you are our God, according to Isaiah 41:10. We will wait upon you, Lord God, and you will renew our strength. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will walk and not faint. And that's according to Isaiah 40:31. We will not be afraid or dismayed by reason of the great multitude. The battle is not ours, but yours. And that's according to 2 Chronicles 20:15. You are on our side. And in this world, we will not fear no man. According to Psalm 118:6, when the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit will lift up a standard against them. According to Isaiah 59:19, you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, of love, and a sound mind. According to 2 Timothy 1:7, great is Jesus Christ in us than any demon, devil, fallen angel, evil force, power, principality, rules of darkness, spiritual witness, Satan, other men under him. And then great is Jesus in us than the devil in this world. According to 1 John 4:4, great is Jesus in us in all circumstances. And then according to John, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We believe the report of the Lord. Amen. We are healed. We are delivered. We are set free. We are blessed. Hallelujah. We are filled with joy of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We are strengthened on every side. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree to come Psalm 91. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for you are our shepherd and we shall not want. Amen. It is you that leads us and keeps us. And hallelujah. It's you that, hallelujah, that provides for us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We put on us right now the full armor of God, and we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us, amen, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, amen. And we take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we pray and ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Oh, Lord, that you would bless us and those in our family and our loved ones, oh God, that are going and coming on today. Those of us that are traveling on the road or will be traveling, even right now, God. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercy. Amen. That you'll go before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight. Amen. Smoothing every rough patch, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation we may enter into today and those in our family members and loved ones, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ in it, around, about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, hallelujah, building a place everywhere our feet may tread, over our homes and all that's in our homes and all that we have and will have. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, you shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare, amen, that we're washed and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ, that we're made new. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We thank you for keeping us. Amen. We're so grateful, Father God. We're so grateful and we're thankful for so many things. We're thankful that your word is true and established in heaven. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, as we enter in this morning, amen, as we touch it and agree. And we thank you for your word says, well, there are two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing that you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst of God. We thank you for answering prayers. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, that you will release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. Amen. And by faith, we decree the right now that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So we thank you for answered prayers right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way on this line. We decrease, I decrease, so that you may have all the increase. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that there may be a mighty move in this family. Amen. Hallelujah. May there be a mighty move in this family. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is our prayer today that all be saved. Amen. That all will come to know and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen. That they repent. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive, oh God. And we just want to say thank you because we know that you're able. Oh Lord, make a way where it seems to be no way in the life of your children, oh God. We need you. We need you more and more, Father God, more of you and less of ourselves. And we decree and declare all is well with us in our home. And Father God, I bring all that's on the line today, oh God, to you, Father God. For you know all that we need, oh God, even before we open our mouth to ask, Lord. And I ask that you just touch right now in a mighty way, even on this call, the sound of our voice, oh God, that you would use me mighty on this line today, oh God, for the life of your daughter, Brenda Dale, her mother, her Auntie Ruth, amen, her sister Connie, oh God, amen, for her husband, oh God, for her children, her grandchildren, amen, for your daughter Bonnie, oh God, your daughter Vera, oh God, and her husband and children, and hallelujah, and all that they love and concerned about, Father God, your daughter Carol, amen, and her husband, oh God, and her family, and all that she loved and concerned about, your daughter Sharon Gordon, oh God, and all that she loved and concerned about, Father God, move minds, oh God, oh Lord, help her be a strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and Lord, I lift up your daughter Kim, oh God, and her children, and grandchildren and brother, oh God, and all that you've called her to, oh God, for such a time as this, oh God, that you have, oh Lord, put your word in her mouth, that you will speak your word, that change will come for the better to all, that you come in contact with, Lord, you will be her strength, and let joy overtake, oh God, that peace reign in every area of her life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I pray, oh God, and lift up your daughter, Shonda, underneath this day, oh God, oh Lord, that she will see with new eyes and hear with new ears and speak with a new tongue, oh God, and that she will walk with a hallelujah, a whole other step, oh God, oh Lord, let her self be ordered by you, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let peace overtake, oh God, let joy, hallelujah, be a portion in those that you come in contact with us, oh Lord, let the fire of the Holy Ghost burn even more in her, oh God, oh Lord, let it become contagious like a burning furnace, oh God, that anyone that she's around will catch fire of the Holy Ghost, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of that. And Lord, I lift up your daughter Earlene this day, oh God, Lord, I just pray that you will continue to be her strength, be her peace, be her joy, be her way, oh God, be her life, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of them. Oh Lord, restore the hope, oh God. Oh Lord, comfort her even right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let her receive a touch from you even right now, God, that will bring restoration. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of them. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray, oh God, to lift up my hand clapping this day. Lord, I pray for your peace. And oh Lord, that you will be her strength, oh God. Hallelujah. Let joy overtake her even right there on this line, oh God. Let her lift her hands up to you, oh God, with strength and power in both hands. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, strengthen her legs, oh God, as she can stand. Hallelujah, firm in your word, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray for the peace and the healing for her children right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray and lift up your daughter, Noriko, today. We thank you for the great testimony that's been birthed in her. Lord, we pray for the life, health, and strength and the peace and protection of her children and grandchildren, oh God. And we pray, oh God, that you do a new thing, and oh God, hallelujah, Lord, help on today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray that you will continue to strengthen your daughter, Twin, oh God, to do your work, oh God. Lord, I pray for divine position and order in her life right now where things are out of order. Lord, I pray for divine order right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And it's my prayer that she will operate with your godly counsel and wisdom all the days of her life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough on today, but yet still we thank you. That by faith we decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for, Lord, that we are blessed. That we are blessed. We thank you for turnaround right now. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord, that we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles. Amen. Signs and wonders of your divine blessing and favor, God. Your protection, your love, your provisions, oh God, your peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you that restoration has come. Amen. And we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for renewed strength. Amen. On today. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Come on, family. Let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. Father. Hallelujah. Will you open up your mouth and just thank God right now? Amen. Sit on the throne.
Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Things are being broken, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
She may have overslept. Okay. I have to give her a call.
I can call. You gonna call?
Amen.
Her?
Good morning. Hey, good morning, family. Good morning. I hope y'all can hear me good. Amen. Good morning, cousin Brenda Gale. Is that you on your mother's number today? 318-757-387.
Yes.
Is that cousin Tiny?
No, this is Zalika and Brenda.
Good morning, family. God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing? And how you been?
We're good. Thank God for another Saturday morning.
Amen.
Hey, love you. Good morning, Tawanika.
Good morning.
Another Saturday morning with my family. Love y'all. Here in the middle of gathering for my mom's birthday today. So, traveling great for all of you. Coming for that. We've had a good week. To God be the glory. I'm in the midst of washing her face, brushing. Trying to get her up, so all is well.
Amen.
God bless you both. We love you. Thank God for it. So good to hear on the line. And happy birthday, Auntie Ruth and May. We love you so much. Know you're going to enjoy your day with your family. And hallelujah to God. Many more.
Amen.
Good to hear my voice this morning. This beautiful Saturday, God has blessed us with another Saturday morning. Amen. New day, new mercy, and new grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My new one, God bless you. Welcome to all. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have no complaints. I'm just grateful I received all the blessings that went forth. Grateful to be on the line and hear how my family is doing, but all is well. I'm clothed in my right mind, and I'm just believing the increase. I'm believing in what God has for us, myself, and as a family. So I'm grateful this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't God good?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. So good to hear you on the line this morning. May God continue to bless you and keep you. May you continue to seek God even more. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Amen.
Amen.
I close the mics up so everybody can hear because we got some background there. But glory to God. Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Avery, God bless you both. How y'all doing and how you been? Welcome.
Good morning. Hi, Mama.
Good morning.
We're doing good. Just hanging in this wonderful world still. It's a beautiful day, but we're doing pretty good.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you both. So good to hear your voice this morning. And we're
Thank
just
you.
So grateful to be here another Saturday. I don't take these Saturday mornings that we get to get online for granted.
No.
So it's so good to see everybody pop in on the line each morning. So God bless you both. We love you. We thank God
thank
for
you.
And Angela, we love you as well. Hallelujah.
She's so not here, but I'll tell her.
Amen. Amen. God bless you both.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Mama, God bless you. Good morning. How you doing? And how you been? Welcome. Carol.
Good morning from Houston to Louisiana and to, is it Indiana? Did I get
Indiana.
It right?
Yes, ma'am.
Indiana. Good morning to you guys. I'm doing good. Lord woke me up this morning and started me on my way. And
yes,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord, this morning. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Mama. I love you. We thank God for you. So good to hear your voice on the line this Saturday morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you guys. Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Yes,
Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I am doing fine. I say to everyone on the phone this morning, good morning.
Amen.
And we have a reason to praise God this morning. He let us know a new day that we had never seen before. So that's enough to praise God. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Ooh,
yes,
glory
Lord. Thank you for being able to make it up alive this morning. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for I know you said you had to go to a funeral this morning. Is that right?
Yes, right.
And God bless you. We love you. Praying for you and the family. Yes, ma'am. God bless you. We love you. We're so glad to have you on the line this morning. So y'all traveling grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Well, good morning, families. Good morning, Tyronika. Thank you. Doing this good. All is well. I have my brother Lewis here on the line with me this morning. I conferenced him in. Lewis, you can unmute your line so you can so they can welcome you and say something to you, and so you can say something. But God is
welcome,
good and all
Lewis.
Is well.
Welcome, Kevin. God bless you.
Yeah, and I called Granny Singh, and she's getting ready for a funeral. So
okay.
So that's why she didn't get on the line.
Okay. God bless. Amen.
Good morning.
Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Good morning. How you doing? Welcome.
I'm doing fine.
Amen. Amen. Well, it's so good to hear you on the line this morning. Amen. We thank God for you. I don't think I've heard you on the line before, but we pray that God will continue to bless you and increase in his goodness and favor in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. We love you, and we thank God for you, cousin.
I love you all.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Thanks. What a blessing. What a blessing. It's always good to hear the men in the family on the line. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Hallelujah. Good morning, family.
Yes.
I am glad to be on here. I'm thankful that we can praise the Lord one more time again. to say good morning, and I love you. Love you all. Love you, Taranika. And I've
asked you to stay traveling
grace.
Yes, traveling grace and mercy to all that's traveling this morning, this day. We pray for traveling grace and know that God is with you. The angels are encamped around you, protecting you from seen and unforeseen dangers. So God bless you, Cousin Shondalise. We love you.
Amen.
So glad to hear your voice on the line this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Cousin Erlene, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing good. I've been good. And I'm just sitting here thanking God for this beautiful day and for his peace and his
mm-hmm.
contentment. And no matter what comes up in your life, you know, you still got his peace. And I'm reminded
Amen.
Of Matthew 11 and 28, his promise, you know,
yes.
to get yoked up with Jesus. You ain't
Amen.
Good shape. No matter what happens.
Amen.
And he promised in his word, his yoke is easy
yes.
and it's light. Because we are going to have trials and burdens, but think about the yoke. And you yoke
yes,
up with
Lord.
Him. Make it easy, and he'll take you through. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to have you on the line. Thank you for that word. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. We need that. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Amen and amen. Hey, Classy, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing fine this morning. I thank God for waking me up close to my right mind. And I had a good night's sleep last night. I'm over here in Katy at my grandson's house. And thank you for that wonderful prayer. And God bless you and your family and your grandchildren and all your family. God keep you. I want to say to my niece, Callan, she said something about the devil being in her house or something. But I'm going to tell you, Callan, when you go out, tell God, don't let him back in, whosoever the devil is. And I'm praying for you that God will give you the strength to keep on, because ask him and he will answer prayer. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you. And I love you. Love you, family.
Amen. Love you too, Amen. We love you. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Your grandson, your vision. God bless him. And we just thank God for you. Hallelujah, Lord. God is
thank
able.
You,
Amen.
Yes,
thank
he
you,
is.
Lord.
Yes,
get the devil out. Amen. Don't let him in your home. He got to go. Amen. Don't let him in. Don't you be the one that open him in, invite him in, and let him stay there and make a residence. Get him out. And everybody in the brawl with him. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed this morning. I had a good night's sleep, and I thank the Lord for taking care of me. They canceled my surgery Friday, but they scheduled again for next month. But I know that I was in good hands because I had prayed and you all had prayed, and I thank the Lord for everybody's prayers. Amen.
Amen. God had to reorganize that thing. Amen. Put his doctors in position. We thank God
for
fixing it and making it all right. It's already all right. To his appointed time. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't understand the delay, but it is for our good because we are children of God and all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and called according to his purpose. So God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. We're praying for you. Amen. We're so glad to hear your voice on the line this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to God. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Amen. Glory to God. This time we're going to have our scripture reading this morning. I'm so glad to be here. I'm doing great. I'm doing good this morning. I just thank God for all his promises, are yes and amen. And we can stand on it and believe it and receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So glory to the Most High God. I pray for unity this morning as well, family. Wherever the enemy has caused division and confusion. We know when confusion comes, amen, when there's strife, when there's anger, when there's bitterness and arguments, there comes a division, and that is a spirit. So I pray right now for unity in our family, our relationships with our children, our husband, our wives, amen, our mothers, our sisters and brothers, wherever the enemy has caused division,
I pray for unity. I pray for the peace and the joy of the Lord. Amen. For restored hope for those who have lost hope in those relationships, that God will restore the hope, restore the joy, restore the love. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember who we are and whose we are and what we've been called to do. Amen. We've been bought with a price, for we are not our own, and we shall look like Christ. Amen. And we should mimic the life of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Not just speaking, not just being a reader or a hearer, but a doer, that all will see and know that we belong to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. With this morning, our scripture is going to come from Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2. That's Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. So when we look at the scripture, family, God has good, pleasing, and perfect plans for his children, and we are God's children. He wants us to be transformed people with renewed minds, living to honor and obey him and to serve others in the name of Jesus, because he wants only what is best for us, because he gave his son to make our new life possible. We should joyfully give ourselves as a living sacrifice in his service. So when sacrificing an animal according to God's law, a priest would kill the animal and place it on the altar as an offering to God. So sacrifice was important. But in the Old Testament, God made it clear that obedience from the heart was much more important. See, God wants us to offer ourselves, not animals, as living sacrifices, daily laying aside our own desires to follow him, putting all our energy and resources at his disposal and trusting him to guide us. Amen. We do this out of gratitude and that our sins have been forgiven. Apostle Paul warned Christians about following the selfish and corrupt pattern of this fallen world. See, many Christians wisely decide that a large portion of the world's behavior is off limits for them. See, our refusal to conform to this world, however, must go even deeper than just behavior and customs. It must be firmly planted in the values rooted in our minds. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It is possible, however, to avoid most worldly customs and still be proud, rebellious, selfish, stubborn, and arrogant. Only when the Holy Spirit renews, reeducates, and redirects our minds are we truly transformed. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray this morning that God will add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of this word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. If you have a prayer petition, or if your prayer has already went forth and you agreed, by faith may it be unto you. By faith may you receive it according to your faith. Amen. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to start with Cousin Brenda Gale. God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless us all. God keep us. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Swan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my perpetition is that we can open ourselves up to receive what God has for us to do, and we can, like you said, be the doers. We can be doers of the word of God each and every
amen.
Day. That's my prayer
petition. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come with all faith and believing, oh God, on one accord with your daughter, with our combined faith, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would help us, oh God, amen, to do your will, Father God, to seek you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness and not the things of this world, to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind and knowing that we have to get into your word, Father God, even the more to go even deeper, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask, oh God, hallelujah, Holy Spirit of the living God, that you would guide, direct, and instruct us, amen, in our walk, amen, daily. And we just want to say thank you by faith. We receive it. Hallelujah, and we thank you for it all. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you, Twan. Love you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
Continue praying for our health and strength. And just keep
yes,
us going.
God.
In the sight of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, for you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who is. Oh, God, you are our strength. Oh, God, you are our way, you are our peace, and you are our life. All that we need is in you, Father God. We know you, oh, God, to be a way maker, healer, oh, God. We know you, Father God, to be our provider. So, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, oh, Lord, that your daughters have come this day, oh, God, petition, oh, God, with all faith. Lord, that you would increase their faith even the more, God, that they may receive their healing even right now on this side. Amen. Oh, Lord, that you would strengthen them with a supernatural strength, oh, Lord, that you would be their strength, oh, God, to keep on keeping on in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that you'll be their strength, oh, God, amen, to do even the more, amen. And we just want to say thank you right now by faith, oh, God. Hallelujah. What we receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anyone else that's on this line, oh, God, that come for a healing, oh, God, that come to be renewed and restored, oh, God. Oh, Lord, let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, release your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, speak to the blood, oh, God, for we know life of the flesh is in the blood. Oh, Lord, even bless our water and food, oh, God, that when we take it, it will take sickness away from our body. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and no evil, holy disease cling to our bodies, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And we can scale the walls of the enemy. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we shout glory. Hallelujah. Because we know that it is done. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you both. We love you. We thank God for you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. And amen. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead. Carol.
Oh, you have to give me time. I'm here. I have to go through the changes to unmute the phone. And my prayers for healing, for continued healing. And,
yes,
you know, just going through sickness and praying for the bereavement families, too. And
amen.
Praying for you, too, in Jesus, that God continue to keep you going, providing
yes,
you
Lord.
What you need. Help us in our
yes,
prayer and our walk with God. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 The prayers of healing have went forth, and we just want to pray that you will continue to heal the life and the mind and the body of your daughter, Father God. We pray for spiritual healing. We pray for physical, emotional, hallelujah, healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth for her and all that's in her home, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, as she seek you, the more, God, that healing will continue, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, amen, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, you don't just treat us, oh God, amen, but you heal our bodies, amen, hallelujah, that you fix that is broken, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for healing past, present, and future. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we pray, oh God, for those that have lost a loved one, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you restore the joy, oh God. Restore the hope to that family, oh God. Lord, we pray even in this time of bereavement, oh God. Oh Lord, for the God that they will seek you even more, that they will find and surrender their life over to you, that they may receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, for we know that one day we all have to stand before you, oh God. And I pray, oh God, hallelujah, when we do, oh God, that all have Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior will enter in. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, Lord, Lord, touch and heal in the mighty way, oh God. Fix that is broken, oh God. Mend the tear, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, of that family, oh God, for those families, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for it all. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
And amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. I love you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen.
Love you too.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Cousin Kim and Cousin Lewis, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Just continue prayers for healing and physical and mental challenges with everyone. And and prayers for you and your family. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We touch and agree right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Cousin Lewis, petition.
I pray that everyone was doing good and I can't talk right now because I keep coughing, but anyway. I mean, it just do me joy to hear everyone, and I pray that everything is going great.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God for you, and let us touch and agree in prayer this morning, oh God. We just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that your goodness will just overtake this family and all that's connected to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you for healing, oh God. Lord, help us to receive right now, knowing that you are the healer, oh God, that even right now in the midst of our pain, ache, and discomfort, oh God, in the midst of all the diagnosis, that, oh, Lord, you have the prognosis, which is healing and life, amen, peace and joy, amen, prosperity and blessing and coming from you, that hallelujah. And make it rich and add no sorrow. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh, Lord, heal physically and mentally, oh God. We pray for deliverance from every mental attack against our mind that would cause suicidal thoughts, oh God. It would cause depression, oppression, and fear, and worry, and doubt, oh God. Hallelujah, let healing come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let all be set free, oh God, and delivered, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we silence the mouth of the evil speaker that is speaking these evil things, amen. Hallelujah. Us to be conformed to the words of the world, amen, but we believe your report, oh God. We believe in your word, oh God, which is true and forever established in heaven, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. We come against every physical challenge, mental challenge, anyone in our family or loved ones may be having right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we decree and declare that we overcome by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ heals us, delivers us, sanctifies us, redeems us, and makes all things new, and we decree and declare new life, amen, new beginnings, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you for it, Lord, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory, amen and amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you both. We love you, Cousin Kim and Cousin Lewis. God bless you. God keep you. Amen and amen, hallelujah, amen. Glory to God. Cousin Sean Denise, God bless you. Go ahead. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Cousin Sean Denise.
To God be the glory. God bless you, Talanika, and your family. Thank you for continuing to keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for all your healing and salvation. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, God. Keep it, Cousin Sean Denise. All right, we love you. I love you. Thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Arlene, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless everyone on the line. I hope to have a wonderful day and weekend. Love you guys. And my prayer has gone forth. So thank God.
Amen.
Praise his name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Ain't Classy, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just want to have a big shout out to my sister for her birthday. Happy birthday to my sister, mm-hmm. Ruthanae. And thank the family, mm-hmm. for coming over. I heard Zalika's voice online this morning asking God for traveling grace for all the family that's coming in. Thank you for that
amen.
Wonderful prayer, Talmudica, and I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
What a God.
What a God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
Amen. Just keep on blessing us. Amen. Just keep, every time we wake up, hallelujah, just keep on blessing us. And we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. We thank you, Father. Amen. Cousin Dorita, God bless you. Go ahead.
I want to thank the Lord for the prayer that went up this morning. And tell my auntie Ruth May, I've been calling her to wish happy birthday, but they won't answer the phone. And I hope she has many, many more. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Yes. Happy birthday, see Ruth May. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Cousin Dorita, we love you. We thank God for you. Amen. And I thank everyone for praying for me and my family. Just continue prayer. Amen. And just God just have his way. And I'm just trusting God for the next move God will have for me to go and what God will have for me to do, because that is what's more important to me, is doing what God has for me to do in this life that God has blessed me with to be here. So I'm just praying for that and where God will be having me to do next, or if he's having me to just be still. Amen. Hallelujah. So glory to God. God bless your family. At this time, I'm just going to pray prayers, just releasing the power of the blood of Jesus Christ over us and our family and loved ones as we get ready to wrap up the call here. Just thank you, God, for everyone who's here on the line on today. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, every prayer that went forth, oh God, every petition, oh God, from the mouth of your daughters and your son, oh God, on today. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will move mighty, oh God, releasing your war and angels, oh God, to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. All this was petition, oh God, and those, oh God, that have come, oh God, believing, Father God. Lord, I ask that you help them with their unbelief, amen, so that they can receive the miracle of healing, amen, the miracle of breakthrough, amen, the miracle of a way being made which seemed to be no way, a miracle of blessing, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, because your word says that without faith we cannot please you, oh God. So Lord, with all faith, amen, oh Lord, move mighty in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in our life and those in our family and all that we petition in prayer on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we confess our sins of our fathers, let grace and mercy prevail over us. We decree and declare we have a free passage right now from our prayer life to ascend in the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven, and we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, we war from this plane and realm. We decree and declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke and opens up every portal and assign angels to reinforce us and advance us to new levels and new dimensions, no realms and new territory. Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heavens on today. And Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness. Father, we decree and declare the evil one has no place in us. Amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Amen. Lord, set a watch over our mouth and keep our lips, the doors of our lips, and let no evil communication proceed from our lips. Superimpose the fruit of the Spirit over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I cover our minds right now and thoughts with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I cover our doorposts and, hallelujah, our possessions with the blood of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare Revelation 12 and 11. We overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ and hallelujah, and we receive a hallelujah multiplied grace and peace. Amen. I decree and declare Hebrews 13 verse 20 through 21. We're made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant. We have boldness to enter into the presence of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. I purge and hallelujah our conscience from the dead works of to serve the living God through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. According to Matthew 26 and 28, we receive the benefits of the new covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive healing and hallelujah, healing and health through the blood of Jesus Christ. We receive abundance and prosperity through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive our deliverance, amen, through the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. The blood of Jesus Christ bears witness to our deliverance and salvation according to 1 John 5 and 8.
The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, resist unto the blood, and his blood gives us victory. Amen. Receive the victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We rebuke and cast out our spirits of guilt, shame, condemnation through the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We break the power of sin and iniquity on our lives and those in our family. Amen. And all that we love and concern about through the blood of Jesus Christ. Our heart is sprinkled and purified by the blood of Jesus Christ from any evil comes. Amen. I decree and declare, hallelujah, that we are set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. We rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We release the voice of the blood against demons and evil spirits that would hallelujah accuse us and condemn us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we thank you. Hallelujah. I decree and declare, amen, no heart attack, no stroke. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that our hearts beat with the rhythm of life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I decree and declare our minds are renewed. Amen. I decree and declare that joy has come. Amen. And joy is overtaking us right now in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that it is done. Amen. And it shall be no other way. Amen. We decree and declare by faith that we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles in our health, in our peace, in our finances, in our businesses, in our employment, hallelujah, in our relationships. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to save us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the finished work. We can't thank you enough, but this family, we thank you, and we'll forever thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it all. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer today with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Come on, family. Let's give God some praise right now. Hallelujah. If you just praise him right now. Hallelujah. And receive it. Receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on and be free on today. Amen. Free from everything. Free from oppression. Free from fear. Free from worry. Free from doubt. Free from fear. Free from condemnation. Come on, let's be free on today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Free from anger. Free from resentment and wrath. Free from bitterness. Free from gossip. Be free from clutching. Hallelujah. It is. Be free in the name of Jesus Christ of
Nazareth.
Be free from
stagnation and
limitation. Be free of controlling. Hallelujah. Be free.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. God bless your family. God bless you.
Yes.
I call your name. You have anything you'd like to say as we wrap up here? Please do
thanks.
So. If not, just say amen, and we'll release the pastor's blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Looks like Aunt Bernstein maybe on the line. Good morning, Aunt Bernstein. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good morning to everybody. I'm doing fine. But I just got,
good morning.
Yeah, I got a lot of coffee at my house, and my daughter was doing my hair, had put a perm on my hair and cleaning it up and things, just forgot. Yes, I forgot. I hate I missed it. I ain't never missed it. But when Ann talked at 11 o'clock, that's when I got on. I say, oh, let me let them know I'm doing fine. I'm doing great.
Yes. Amen.
We just playing for you. I said, where before he got started? I said, now, where's Aunt Bernstein at, man? Because I didn't see your number on first. So I got on the phone and said, hey, where's Aunt Bernstein? so
right.
Good you made it. God bless you.
I'm here, and I'm great, and I'm happy to be here. Thanks the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And bless you.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you. We love you. We love you.
Yes.
Thank God for you. I'm so glad you made it. I said, she's going to get on here at some point. I just know she's going to pop on. And then sure enough, I looked on here and say, there she goes. She done made it.
I even forgot. I forgot Saturday, too. I said, oh, this Saturday. Amen. Lord, thank you.
Yes, Lord, God is good. Amen and
yes,
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah. So I call your names as we get ready to wrap up here on the call. Amen. Avernacine, is there anything you want to us to touch and agree with you and pray about on today?
Yes, I want to thank the Lord for all my sisters and my one brother and my nieces and nephews, including you and all your family. And I'm just thankful to be here. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I just pray that God will continue to bless you with his joy and strength and the peace of God. Amen. That God will continue to bless you with long life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree and declare the more of God's goodness for you, your children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, all that you love and concerned about. That God will continue to use you mighty, that you will speak his word, that change will come for the better for those that you love and concerned about and pray for, that turnaround will come for their good. And I just thank God for you, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray and I bless you. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. So, Cousin Brenda Gale, we're going to start with you. Anything y'all like to say before we wrap up here? God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, we truly, truly, truly thank God for you and all that you do for this family. God forever bless you. God forever keep you strong and healthy, long, good, prosperous life. We love
Amen.
You. We love you. We love you.
Oh,
yep, we love you.
Amen. I love you too. God bless you. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I really do receive it. I believe it. I receive it. God bless you. Again, happy birthday, Auntie Ruthie Mae. We love you. I don't know if you can put us on speaker or what, how that works, Jeff, so we can all sing happy birthday to her. That would be great.
Amen.
All right. Yeah, I have her on speaker. She's kind of asleep
all
right
now. We still want to sing to her. We let the house be filled with the joy that we bring from this line. All right, everybody. On the count of three, we want to sing happy birthday to Aunt Risa Mae. Okay. One, two, three. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
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 God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you. In the house, God bless you. We love y'all. We thank God for you.
Yes, I thank
you.
Come on.
Amen. Amen. All right, Swan, anything you like to say? God bless you. Go ahead.
No, just God is good, and I love his family. And amen.
Amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you and keep you. I love you. And happy birthday, Auntie. Amen.
Amen. Oh, we love you too.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, amen, amen. Until we meet again, God bless everybody. Have a wonderful week. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Kim and Cousin Lewis, go ahead. Cousin Kim and Cousin Lewis.
Amen. Go ahead,
Lewis. Yes. Yeah. Just enjoy hearing all of my kinfolk.
Amen.
And it's good that God is good. And happy birthday
Amen.
To my cousin.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Cousin Lewis. Good to hear you. Hope to hear you again on the line. God bless you.
You will. All right.
Amen. All right, Cousin Shonda Denise. God bless you. Go ahead. Okay. I'll be good. All right, Cousin Early. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Thank God. Thank God for enough faith. And thank you for that awesome, amazing prayer. And hope everybody have a good day.
Amen. You too. God bless you. Have a great week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Until we meet again. Thank you, Nalesa.
Amen. Amen to God. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless everyone on the line. And I'm glad to hear my Aunt Brenna's team make it on the line. Amen.
Amen.
Aunt
Brenna's team, God bless you. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning to everybody that's on the line. I love all everybody.
Amen. God bless you all. I love you. I thank God for you. I have a blessed week. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God your Father go before you and give to you richly and abundantly according to your obedience to his financial principles. May you become the envy of the world because of the abundance God gives you, for you are his children. Amen. The royal blood of heaven is flowing in your veins. You are so high. Amen. Lift up your head and square your shoulders back. You are part of the eternal kingdom of God. And your today and tomorrows, amen, are filled with joy because of the power and majesty of God, our Father. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we receive. To God be the glory. And everybody in the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, God.
God bless.
We love you too. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear you say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because of love gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Forever,
closer than ever,
closer than ever. Yeah, yeah.
get that.